A new study by the Prague-based Profem looks at the costs of domestic violence to the state budget. The authors of the survey took into account the costs of healthcare for victims of domestic violence, as well as the expenses of the judiciary, law enforcement, and social welfare systems, and found that domestic violence each year costs the state more than 1.3 billion crowns. Jan Richter discussed the details with one of the authors of the study, sociologist Camille Kunz.
The main objective of the study was to show the extent of domestic violence in the state budget. Another aim was to show how serious is the problem of domestic violence if you look at it from an economic point of view. And another reason was to show the hidden cost of domestic violence.
When you say hidden cost, what does it mean?
We don't have data how many treatments are provided, for example, in the healthcare system. So it's these costs are hidden. We don't know how much they are. So our objective was to reveal, for example, costs in healthcare and in other social services.
When we look at the figure, 1.3 billion crowns roughly, what is it composed of? How did you calculate the cost?
We include all the services that use victims of domestic violence, and these costs are usually funded from public budget. So we found that the main cost, main proportion of cost is in the healthcare system. It's more than 545 million Czech crowns. And for example, in police, it's 32, and in state prosecutors, it is 7.7.
This is based on estimates, or how did you actually get the figure?
For example, the costs are derived from gross wages and the number of hours spent working on the case. In healthcare, it's the value of treatment, and in other cases, we use the statistical data of government departments. For example, in police, we have how many cases were in 2010, and if we look at the data from Justice Department, then we know that there is also around 40 cases.
According to your statistics, around 40% of women aged between 18 and 65 have at one point experienced domestic violence in the Czech Republic. How does that figure, or perhaps even the costs, how do they compare to other countries in the region and the European Union?
I think the data can be compared only with caution. The difference in quality of data sources and different methods and different definitions give different results. For example, in Austria in 2006, it was 78 million euros. In the United Kingdom in 2001, it was more than 5 billion pounds. And if you compare these data, you see that the difference are huge, and it's a reason of different data sources and different methodologies, so it's difficult to say. We are, I think our costs are comparable with costs in Austria, but it very much depends on how we approach to our analysis.
In the Czech Republic, there was a study by the STEM agency that came out in 2006, and that suggested that in that year, there was 23% of the total population experienced domestic violence. And it was down from a previous study 5 years before that, which suggested it was 26%, the general levels of domestic violence in the Czech Republic. How do they compare to other countries?
From other study, International Women Against Violence Survey, it has covered around 30 countries. We know that domestic violence level is between 35% and 60%. If we look at the development of domestic violence rate, I would say the rate of domestic violence is rather flat in Czech Republic, so there is no development.
And that was sociologist Kamil Kunz, one of the people behind a study looking at the costs of domestic violence, the impact on the state budget. And he was talking there to my colleague Jan Richter. A quick reminder now, you're listening to Radio Prague, where, of course, you can also look us up on the internet. You can find all our stories there, past and present. The address to visit is radio.cz. Also, if you'd like to comment on anything you've heard in today's show or before, you can do so by writing to english@radio.cz. So please do write to us if you'd like to share your opinion or take part in discussion on the social networks, namely Facebook and Twitter.